Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 30th. The grains closed sharply higher, with December corn up 16.5 cents, closing at 388. November beans up 23 cents, closing at 906. And December wheat up 8.5 cents, closing at 495.75. Well, the beans opened up firm. Apparently, I didn't see any confirmation of this, but there was a rumor out that the Chinese might have bought 2 million metric tons of beans. I didn't see anything on the news sources, really, but that was what was floating around out here, which is one of the reasons we apparently opened up higher. Also, the cold weather up north certainly going to put a damper on finishing up some of the beans up north. So we opened higher. Corn was basically steady to a little bit better. And then we had the report, which was very friendly. The corn stocks, 2.11, that was over 300 million under the average guess. Beans were 913, that was about 70 million under the average guess. So up we went. Funds are still short. They started to cover some corn and beans here today. And I think we'll see more buying tomorrow. The wheat number came in at 2.385, which was all good 60 million more than what they were looking for. But the average production number was about 6 million less. And the government came out after the report and said, this includes all acres they expect to be harvested. Yet there's a lot of unharvested acres out there that may never be harvested. So the wheat rallied a little bit after the report came out because of this comment from the USDA. So if we've lost a lot of acres that won't get harvested, these production numbers are going to go down. So all the way around, good day here today. The export inspections weren't bad on the beans, 982. Wheat was okay, 466. But the corn was light at 399. I think the dollar put a little bit of a damper on this thing. The dollar up back over 99 cents, up 26 ticks. The crude oil was down $1.84 a barrel. I think that kept the lid on this here a little bit today. But overall, I thought these were good closes. When we gapped the corn open after the August 12th report, the high that day was 388. I think we closed it around 376 or something. We got up to 88.25, so there was no double top there today. If we gap open over the 88.25, we could leave an island reversal here. So I think these markets look pretty good. I think we can move them higher. The USDA cut last year's soybean crop, I think, was 118 million bushels. You got to take that right off the carryout. So I think the carryout is somewhere, you know, around 550-ish. And if we have any problems getting the crop in, or the yield or the acres aren't out there, these beans could certainly move higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.